Thank you, Aaron, and good evening, everyone. The California Highway Patrol responded to a single vehicle collision on Friday night. 42-year-old Lorenzo Jackson was driving a 93 GMC former school bus on State Route 96, 4 miles north of 299, when he made an unsafe turning movement to the right, and the bus went over the side and rolled down a steep embankment. There were 8 people in the vehicle at the time, and one of them was pronounced dead at the scene by paramedics. That victim has been identified as 20-year-old Briar Rose Colette Odom of Tennessee. Authorities say alcohol may be a factor in the collision, and Jackson was arrested on suspicion of DUI, and the investigation continues. Citing massive budget cuts over the past few years, Eureka City Schools has thrown its support behind Proposition 30, which will appear on the November ballot. The measure comes from Governor Brown's office and would raise the state sales tax by 0.25 cents for every dollar for 4 years, as well as raise taxes on those who earn more than $250,000 per year for 12 years. If the measure does not pass, both public K-12 schools, along with community colleges and the UC and state university systems, will face millions of dollars in additional cuts to their budgets. Trinity County Sheriff's deputies were called out to a report of a shooting victim in need of medical attention on Sebring Road in Hayfork over the weekend. The victim, 32-year-old Weston Atwood, had been shot in the upper torso but was still able to identify his assailant before he died in the ambulance en route to the hospital. Deputies soon arrested Delbert Hulsman of Hayfork and Jacob Oropeza of Red Bluff. A search of Hulsman's residence turned up a handgun, and he was booked on a murder charge. Deputies soon learned that Oropeza was not involved in the shooting, but he was arrested for being an accessory and was then released. The investigation into the shooting is ongoing. And Trinity County Sheriff's deputies arrested 2 young Iowa men following a traffic stop on Highway 299 near Weaverville. A deputy pulled over the vehicle for a traffic violation, and after a canine unit on scene was run around the vehicle, it alerted to a scent, and a search of the car turned up 27 pounds of processed weed and $1,000 in cash. The 2 men in the car, 19-year-old Nicholas Berger and 20-year-old Zachary Lukens, were arrested and booked on possession and transportation charges. Officials from the Six Rivers National Forest announced today that fire restrictions in the forest have been lifted and that visitors may once again have open campfires outside of designated campgrounds. You're going to still need a permit if you want a campfire, and for more information, contact the Six Rivers National Forest offices. And on Friday afternoon, Arcata police responded to a report of a man brandishing a knife at others on the plaza. Officers contacted 32-year-old Alouin Tiam of Berkeley, who refused officers' commands to drop the knife, that is, until a canine unit was on scene. Tiam then followed orders, dropped the knife, and was arrested and booked into county jail. No one was injured during the incident. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Okay, Julian, I think I got all of this stuff working now. Roll music! And let me throw this switch here and put... No, wait. No, I push... Oh, wait a minute. What do I do here?
I can't take any more technicals. But, I don't even but tell me about it.
All right.
I don't want to hear it.
Why don't you start singing, man?
There's things I can eat and things that I can't.
Jolene Roxbury brings comedy, wit, and creativity to the Saturday lineup, 7 8 p.m. on KWSW 980.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Humboldt Bay fire crews responded to a fire on 6th Street over the weekend, and the lone resident of the house was able to escape thanks to a working smoke detector. Chief Ken Woods was on Talk Shop last week discussing how technology assists firefighters when they arrive on scene, particularly infrared cameras that help the crews identify fire hotspots as well as bodies.
We want to try to get an idea of where the heat is, where that fire is burning in there. Our engines have groups of 3, so it's a team, and when they go in, they have a camera with them. And that's what they're looking for, the heat source, but also the source of heat that a body will put off that's down in a room and somebody may be trapped unconscious. We'll see that heat source, and that's what we're looking for, and help us to effect that rescue in as quickly as we possibly can.
Chief Woods went on to add,
I could put my hand down on this table here and pick it back up, look at the heat from my hand on the camera, and you'd see my fingers right there that were leaving that heat signature. And also, the heat is measured really in different shades. So if it's something that has a low heat signature, would not be very bright, high heat, something that, you know, a body is right there, then you'd see an outline of the individual, and it would show a high heat source.
The resident of the house was taken to the hospital for medical treatment, and firefighters quickly extinguished the blaze. And that's the news on this Monday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.